talking. Hear the need, I'm talking. By you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be. I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping that you come back to me.
Hey, there are 22 city walks planned this year for Charlotte, covering well-known neighborhoods, Nodi, Dilworth, Uptown, and some lesser-known landmarks as well, Revolution Park, Hebrew Cemetery, Enderley Park Neighborhood. Mary Newsom of the UNC Charlotte Urban Institute comes on to tell us about the city walks occurring this month. Mary, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. We're the outdoor guys.
Well, thank you for having me, and I love the idea of the walks being connected to outdoor activities because, guess what? They are.
Well, yes. Aren't they? It's very fitting, but tell us, how did the event start? How did the City Walk event, it's now in its sixth year, how did it come about?
The City Walks began in 2012. I organized them as a way to spread the word about a website that I had launched here at the UNC Charlotte Urban Institute called plancharlotte.org. I got the idea from some colleagues of mine in other cities who hold what are called Jane's Walks or Jane Jacobs Walks. And City Walks is a part of the Jane's Walks phenomenon. These have taken place all over the globe. Last year they had them in six continents, and they had more than 1,000 walks in 2016. The idea is to honor the memory and the theories of a famous urbanist named Jane Jacobs, whose belief was that the people who live in a city and who live in a neighborhood are the best experts, and that if people would, as the slogan goes, walk, observe, connect, they would learn their city better, they would have fun, and they'd get to know their neighbors, which is what helps make any city a healthier place to be. So we started calling them City Walks because nobody in Charlotte knew who Jane was. You know, you'd say Jane's Walk, and they'd scratch their heads and go, who's Jane? Is somebody named Jane showing up? You know, do you have to be named Jane? So we call them City Walks.
Jane exclusive.
Well, no doubt that, you know, in that regard, technology has enhanced our lives. And maybe I'm after your opinion on this, but has it disconnected us from our very communities that we live in? And is this a part of us reconnecting, I guess?
Well, I hope it can play that role. I think there's two trends going on right now that relate to that. One is everybody's on their cell phone all the time. I mean, I do it too. I take a walk in the morning and I got my phone with me, and every now and then I'll check my email while I'm walking, and you miss things. But another trend, and I see this especially strongly with people under 30, there's a real need to connect with other people. I think that's one of the big draws of the brewery scene, is you get to go hang out with people, real people, in a real place. So I think people have this thirst to be in person with people in addition to their virtual connections on phones and social media.
Well, and that's right. And even before phones, now I will go off on a sidebar really quick, but even the automobile, a technological advancement that is incredibly nice to have, lets us have less face-to-face interaction because we get in our cars and we drive away, as well as the air conditioning. Because past, the discomfort of being indoors, especially in the summer, warm weather months, you know, we would go outside in our yards, on our porch, in our community. And when the air conditioning came about, some of that dissipated. We stay inside.
Not nearly as much porch sitting going on, for sure.
That's right. So hats off to the City Walk event that's being put on every year for the past 6 years during the month of May. Now, Mary Newsom, tell us some of the walks that we can attend and some of the neighborhoods and communities that we are going to be in during a certain city walk.
Okay. First thing to know is that the walks are free and open to the public. We do ask that people register because if you get more than about 35 people, it is just unmanageable. So we close off the registration for the walks. However, if somebody shows up, we are not going to turn them away. But the registration gives us a way to connect people in case, you know, there's a tornado and you have to cancel the walk or something. So we are going to have walks this upcoming weekend in the Dilworth neighborhood, in the Clanton Park and Revolution Park neighborhoods, which are connected by a greenway that a lot of people do not know exists. We're going to have walks in along the Little Sugar Creek Greenway, looking at the statues. Now, a lot of people don't know why those statues are there and what stories they tell. We're going to have what's called a munching tour with Tom Hanchett, the historian who retired from the Levine Museum of the New South. And he takes people to immigrant-owned restaurants and businesses in parts of the city that are not considered very glamorous, and talks about the importance of old buildings as a way to help new businesses get born, which is one of Jane Jacobs' big theories, that you've got to have old buildings or your economy will suffer, because that's where entrepreneurs start out.
Well, Tom Hanchett in himself being there is a great allure, because he's a great communicator at letting people know about the history of this area. Who are some of the other people who will be leading the tours?
Well, we just had a connection just a few days ago from Sonia in South Bend, whose last name I can't remember, but I'll look it up right now. But she is, I can't remember it. She just volunteered to lead a walk through South End, because she's lived in that neighborhood and noticed that there wasn't a South End walk scheduled this year.
So what is the criteria to be a walk? So she just noticed that there wasn't one scheduled, so she made the walk?
Yeah, and as part of the magic of the whole Jane's Walk initiative is that anybody can lead a walk. If you think your neighborhood is interesting and you think you can get even a handful of people to go along with you to explore your neighborhood, we will help you set it up and help you publicize it. So, for example, Enderley Park, that is not a ritzy, glossy neighborhood. It's a neighborhood of low-income people, by and large, but with a really interesting history. And the walk leader there, Greg Jarrell, has lived in that neighborhood, I think, 10 years or more. And he tells not only the history of the neighborhood, but he talks about gentrification, which is kind of headed their way, and what they're trying to do to keep the housing in that neighborhood affordable.
Mary Newsom is our guest here on the Carolina Outdoors. She is with the UNC Charlotte Urban Institute, and we're talking about the month of May and the Charlotte City Walks that are ongoing. And Mary, on that topic, for the past 6 years, this has been ongoing. How have the physical landmarks on some of these walks changed over the course of those 6 years?
Well, let me think. Probably the one that I'm most familiar with is the one that has already happened. It's one of the munching tours that Tom Hanchett leads. And the first year, I think that one started in 2013, and he takes people to just three or four immigrant-owned businesses at Sharon Amity and Albemarle Road. Well, the first year we went to this place called La Shish Kebab, which has just amazingly good Middle Eastern food. And it was a little bitty place you had to kind of crowd in. And last year I noticed that the owner has expanded. The space has more than doubled. He's doing very well. So that's one example of how the businesses grow. Another one that is on that same walk, called Golden Bakery, where they make their own phyllo dough. It is amazing. They have expanded into the space next door, so now you've got the bakery on one side and a store on the other side. Another one, an Ethiopian-owned grocery store and restaurant. This year, it's more restaurant, less grocery store. So you see how the businesses, which start very small, have in many cases been successful and are growing and expanding. That, to me, is one of the most interesting parts of these walks.
Well, and it is part of the magic of being a participant each month, each May month over the past 6 years, is to see that evolution of the different walks and the different neighborhoods in the walks. And you made me a little bit hungry talking about that specific one, too. So maybe I can sign up for that. Where do we register and sign up for the walks?
You can read all the walks and sign up for them at citywalksclt.org. That's citywalks, plural, citywalksclt.org. Or if you go to plancharlotte.org, you'll see an article about it and a tab at the top of the page that will take you to the registration area. I just have to give a small warning. We've just learned that all of our websites will be down all of next weekend, the Mother's Day weekend. So register early, and we'll contact you by email if we need to. But otherwise, please visit our website and learn about the walks.
Well, it's one more benefit of waking up early on a Saturday morning if you're joining us via News 1110 99.3 WBT as we blast up and down the Eastern Seaboard as many people are coming in from a strong Friday night and many people are waking up early. Whichever you are, sign up. Head over to those websites and join in on one of the many City Walk opportunities that the UNC Charlotte Urban Institute is having with Mary Newsom. Mary, I need to ask this in regards to preparation. I know many of the walks that you talked about, they don't sound strenuous at all, but what do we need to bring? Water, a comfortable footwear? This is the outfitter in me talking now.
That is a great question. You should wear shoes that you don't mind standing around in. Most of the walks are fairly short, and you do a lot of standing usually because someone is explaining a site to you. If it's sunny, bring a hat, wear sunscreen, take water, and basically just use good common sense. Children are welcome. Most of the walks are accessible to strollers and wheelchairs. Not all of them. The website will explain if it isn't. And I would say that these walks are intellectual exercise, but not necessarily a huge amount of physical exercise. So if you're wearing your Fitbit, you may pick up, some steps, but it's not going to be all you need for the day.
Sounds perfect. It is ongoing the entire month of May here in Charlotte. Head over to plancharlotte.org for more information. Mary Newsom, UNC Charlotte Urban Institute, thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Thank you, Bill and TJ.
Off she goes and off we go. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more. We're glad that you're joining us here on WBT's Carolina Outdoors.